Good morning again, Audio Boo. And good morning, McColgan. I've just heard your boo about the Dire Straits and Mark Knopfler. And the fact that after my boo the other day, you now feel the need to buy his new album. I don't blame you one bit. It's a stunning album. And I've just done one of the geekiest things I've ever done in my entire life. I went round and got all my Mark Knopfler paraphernalia and CDs, etc., and lined them up and took a photo of them all together. And that is quite possibly one of the geekiest things I've ever done. But I did that to post it with this boo now. And thanks for the little sample there of the track On Every Street. That is one of his greatest. And in the background now is another one from the On Every Street album called You and Your Friend. You really can't beat the tone of Mark Knopfler's guitar. You've got the National Steel there. Famously used on Romeo and Juliet and is on the cover for Brothers in Arms. Yeah, the Fender, sorry, the Gibson Les Paul there as well. So stunning. He's made so many fantastic songs over the years. I'm going to use that word. All of my Audio Boo friends will know that fantastic is a word I use quite a lot. But you can drift away to this, you really can. And I've never faltered in my love for Mark Knopfler. I think, obviously, I wasn't around back in the day when Dire Straits were at their height. I was probably only just born then. 1983 was when I was born, so that song is just about to finish, so I'll let the next one play through, the On Every Street album. I really couldn't pick my favourite. Heavy Fuel. I couldn't pick my favourite Mark Knopfler song. I couldn't pick my favourite Mark Knopfler album because they're all absolutely amazing. And he has really got the gift when it comes to songwriting. And he's an awesome musician. Is the fingerpick style that he plays with is just amazing. I would love to be a rock god like Mark Knopfler. Men have felt bad. So he's gone from the early days like the four-piece rock, and now his newer style, in the last decade, he's gone a little bit more Celtic, and he's touching his like Celtic roots. He was born in Glasgow and grew up in Northumberland, and I really love that style. I love the Celtic style, and his newest album, Privateering, which I booed about the other day, has got a lot of tracks that have got a Celtic angle to them. And he's got two guys that play with him called Mike McGoldrick and John McCusker. I had to think then for a second. And they play violin and flute and pipes. They play them beautifully between them both. So yeah, I'm looking forward to going to see Mark again next year on the Privateering tour. I went to see the Get Lucky tour, and that was the first time I'd ever seen him live, and it was stunning. It really was. There's just the musicianship, and they're just masters of music, every last one of them in the band. And I did go and see Bob Dylan and Mark Knopfler. Mark was the support act. I went to Nottingham and saw them earlier on this year. I wasn't too fussed about Bob Dylan, but Mark's section at the start was amazing. Bob's set was all of his newer stuff, really, and I'm not really that fussed about his newer stuff. The original Bob Dylan stuff is okay, but I've gone off on a tangent here, haven't I? Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to Mac for his boo there, and I'm sorry that I've cost you some money, but I've